Part 2. The Size of the Earth. Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, "Let Newton be," and all was light. Alexander Pope. 4. The Measure of Things. If you had to select the least convivial scientific field trip of all time, you could certainly do worse than the French Royal Academy of Sciences Peruvian expedition of 1735, led by a hydrologist named Pierre Bouguer and a soldier mathematician named Charles-Marie de la Condamine. It was a party of scientists and adventurers who travelled to Peru with the purpose of triangulating distances through the Andes. At the time, people had lately become infected with a powerful desire to understand the Earth, to determine how old it was, and how massive, where it hung in space, and how it had come to be. The French party's goal was to help settle the question of the circumference of the planet by measuring the length of 1 degree of meridian, or 1/360th of the distance around the planet, along a line reaching from Yaroqui, near Quito, to just beyond Cuenca, in what is now Ecuador, a distance of about 200 miles. Triangulation, their chosen method, was a popular technique based on the geometric fact that if you know the length of one side of a triangle and the angles of two corners, you can work out all its other dimensions without leaving your chair. Suppose, by way of example, that you and I decided we wished to know how far it is to the moon. Using triangulation, the first thing we must do is to put some distance between us. So let us say for argument that you stay in Paris and I go to Moscow, and we both look at the moon at the same time. Now, if you imagine a line connecting the three principles of this exercise, that is, you and I and the moon, it forms a triangle. Measure the length of the baseline between you and me, and the angles of our two corners, and the rest can be simply calculated. Because the interior angles of a triangle always add up to 180 degrees, if you know the sum of two of the angles, you can instantly calculate the third, and knowing the precise shape of a triangle and the length of one side tells you the length of the other sides. This was, in fact, the method used by a Greek astronomer, Hipparchus of Nicaea, in 150 BC, to work out the moon's distance from Earth. At ground level, the principles of triangulation are the same, except that the triangles don't reach into space, but rather are laid side to side on a map. In measuring a degree of meridian, the surveyors would create a sort of chain of triangles marching across the landscape.